Tomorrow, for the 111th time, the Mummers will strut up Broad Street in Philadelphia to celebrate the new year. The annual parade of extravagant costumes is as much a part of the city as cheesesteaks and the Liberty Bell, a time-honored tradition. From member station WHYY, Peter Crimmins reports.
The Mummers are a little like Mardi Gras, a little like the Macy's Parade, and a little like a morning after walk of shame. Brigades of clowns, banjo string bands, and decorated floats are conceived, constructed, and performed by the city's working class. Rich Porco has been involved for 55 years, and he says it's not cheap.
In the comic brigade, you could have somebody spending $5,000. String band, you could have somebody spend $100,000, and they have to raise that money in various ways. You know, some people have raffles. Some people run beef and beer parties.
Brigades are anywhere from 25 to 100 people performing a single routine. 15 brigades form a club. 4 clubs form a division. So there are tens of thousands of people involved with this. Porco says some groups drop out because of the cost, which leaves space for new groups to come in. Orion Hoselton, who is 34 years old, is at the helm of one of the newer clowning groups. He's cutting up salvaged hospital curtains to sew them into mummer costumes. It's not unlike a scene from The Sound of Music. 2 days before the parade, he's still hustling volunteers, silkscreening 80 costumes by hand, and working out the choreography.
Because you never stop. Like, it's an art project that you're never finished.
Hoselton is cutting costumes for people to dress as hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes.
In a fun way, you know? You know, because these hurricanes can be funny.
Absurdity is part and parcel of the mummer tradition. Every year, thousands of guys, big union guys like pipe fitters and dock workers, they don fancy dresses and they call themselves wenches. Sometimes the absurdity goes too far. The city of Philadelphia once had to proactively ban the use of blackface in the parade, because there was a time when that was the norm. Hoselton says some people see the parade as an embarrassment to the city.
And I think, you know, it's a 100-year-old parade. It's a great folk art tradition that has some bad history, but it's like it's evolving.
Hoselton is an outsider. He didn't grow up a mummer. His father didn't grow up a mummer. There's a cultural divide between the working class families in South Philly row houses and fringe artists living in North Philly in retrofitted industrial warehouses. Eliza Roos is of the latter. She has always lived in or around Philadelphia, but never bothered to watch a mummer's parade.
It didn't seem like something that was, like, for me. It seemed like a lot of, like, you know, people who've been, like, living or from Philly, living in South Philly forever, who are part of the clubs and everything. It sounded like there was all these clubs that, like, it was hard to get into.
This year, Roos is one of Hoselton's tornadoes.
All right, everybody line up in the back. We're going to run through it.
Hoselton is readying Roos to twirl like a dervish.
And then when you hear the air horn, dance with other disasters. Do a disaster dance-off.
Hoselton wants to get as many people, like himself, involved in what he calls the biggest art-making community in the city. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.